sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Listeners all over the great state of Arizona are just saying, thank goodness, no more yodeling. Welcome, y'all, to Rosie on the House.
There's some German listeners out there. We heard from a lot of them.
We didn't hurt any of their
feelings. They want
more. We didn't hurt any of their feelings, did we?
Oh, no.
No, okay, all right. All good-natured Germans?
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
I don't think we were making fun of anybody. It was just our observation of differences.
Our impressions of the country. All right, so now we're going to go into a particular topic, or we're going to dive in deep on a subject that I think is probably one of the most confusing topics in the construction industry on the planet. There's only one other that could be more complicated, and that's water treatment. How can you make something as simple as water so complicated as water treatment? How can you make something so simple as the sun, which comes up every single morning, so complicated? You do it with politics, right? Dan King of Harmon Solar.
it's ripe with politics, absolutely.
Okay, now, I'm gonna share with you. You may or may not have been listening, but we've been talking Germany, and apparently you were born in Germany?
Yes, I was.
Well, what were your impressions of it?
Well, I don't really remember. I think I left when I was like 3 days old.
Oh, okay.
So military, I'm taking
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I was actually a German citizen and an American citizen until I turned 18, and then they made me choose, right?
Well, here,
interesting. Can you speak any German?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not.
You want a lesson? Mike's got some sound effects for you.
here's how confusing people can make solar power. Germany is considered one of the leading solar power generating countries on the entire globe. And you know they are currently experiencing protests from the environmentalists against solar energy in Germany?
Interesting.
Solar energy only has one thing going against it. Sunset. Right?
That's always the problem. When that sun goes down, it stops generating energy.
Here we are in Arizona, a perfect environment for solar power. But I want you to think Germany now, okay? A little bit colder setting, not near the air conditioning load that we have here in Arizona. So we have this power generation curve where the power starts ramping up 9, 10, 11, 3, 4, 5 in the afternoon. It hits its peak of generation, and then the sun goes down. Do the panels then just quit making power like that?
Yeah, they taper off pretty quick as the sun starts going down.
Okay.
So
now the grids in Germany have to power up. And so the power plants, as I understand it, the nuclear power plants have a hard time ramping up and down. You have to kind of keep them running at a constant level. Coal-fired plants, you can ramp up and down. They overgenerate so much electricity in Germany, they actually pay France to take their power and put it in aluminum furnaces just to burn. So they're paying France to turn these furnaces on just to consume all this extra energy. And then when the sun goes down, now we have to have this power plant that's operating at this super peak load. I think it's a huge argument for doing exactly what happened to the telephone industry in America. Deregulate it. Let them all be smaller. We need smaller utility companies.
I also think that instead of, you know, getting rid of that energy the way that they're doing it, you need to store it and use it later on. I mean, that's really that's where we're heading. I mean, that's a little ways down the road where it's viable and cost effective. But the utility companies, SRP in particular, have kind of forced our hand in that recently with what they did with the rate plan to start looking at energy management, energy monitoring, and storage
and
solutions.
And the utility companies are saying, hey, we put these power lines up. We had to invest in this infrastructure. We built these dams. We're doing the turbines and the power generating. And now all these solar customers just want to take advantage of that infrastructure on the backs of the other ratepayers. What?
Yeah, I mean, that's the argument that they have. But I also know that there's an opportunity there for the solar customers to provide value back to the grid. They're doing that now during the time that they're excess generating, and with some additional technology and management of the energy in the home and the parity with the grid, we're going to be able to find a solution that actually helps the utility more so than we are now.
It's going to have to be a win-win to make it
absolutely
all work out for the homeowner, for the utility company, for society in general, all the way across the board. Technology, we hope, continues to stay ahead of the politics or very close behind it, right?
I think they're so interwoven, I don't know that they can be separated.
Well, technology has certainly won the case to date. I mean, what the price of solar panels have come down, what, 60% in like 4 years?
I know that when I bought my system back in 2009, the price was a little over $3 a watt just for the panels, and they're 70 or 80 cents now typically for standard efficiency modules.
You know, and I'll have to tell you, Dan, I'm pretty much free enterprise, don't want a lot of government interference in industry at all. But I tell you what, this is one subsidy program I supported because I felt like the industry needed the boost to take it over that curve.
And it did exactly what it was intended to do. The incentive has not been in effect now for an APS for over two years now. What we need now is the utility companies to step up and incentivize that next level of new equipment or new storage, that sort of thing, so that we can get efficiencies and drive the price down and eventually let that subsidy die away. And now you've got a thriving industry that can provide value to Arizonans as well as the utility companies here.
I keep going back to Germany, and I studied it a little bit while I was there. The politicians in Germany wanted solar to take over so aggressively that they forced the utility companies to pay the solar customer a profit on the power that they were providing the grid so that the homeowner or the office building owner was guaranteed a positive rate of return without even calculating the free energy he was getting during the day.
Sounds like a good deal.
You're up for that kind of return on investment, right? Yeah. Absolutely incredible. And then you have the different utilities that are all are addressing it. Different Sulphur Springs Electric Co-op down in southeastern Arizona, they're wrestling with what to do with the solar. And they have less than 1% of their customers on it.
Well, I think most of the utility companies are hovering, you know, APS is still at 1. SRP is around 1. They're not much more than that either.
Yeah. I mean, TEP is reconsidering how they're going to address it. Everybody.
The net metering is the big topic. And then obviously what SRP did recently with that new rate that they put in place for solar customers are addressing they're addressing that demand component and the equitability argument with that is what they're saying.
Okay. And before we go to the calls, and they're loading up, I mean, do I lease? Do I buy? If I'm in SRP, should I just give it up forever? If I'm in APS, is it still viable? If I'm in TEP, Unisource, or any of the other smaller co-ops, does it make sense? They're all loading up. We do have one open line if you want to jump on board. I'm here with Dan King, the Rosie Certified Solar Contractor for Maricopa County, 1-888-767-4348. You have a question on solar, we got the answers for you here in this hour. But I wanted to talk, before we go to the phones, I wanted to talk about, what did I want to talk about? I lost my chain of thought. No, in the solar industry, we've got to collect more data. And I think the plan y'all came up with on these data collection devices, why don't you talk about that? That's spectacular.
So we've been wrestling with the SRP decision, you know, now for about 4 or 5 months. It came out in November, and they ultimately decided on it, I think, sometime in February with the new rate structure. You know, everyone's like, okay, if solar's not going to make sense with that. And the industry, it's like, what are you doing about this? You know, what's the solution with this? And unfortunately, the utility company, either because they can't or they won't, they don't have the ability to provide the proper data to show customers' existing demand profiles, which is what the rate, that's that big surcharge that you get if you hit a certain demand during a 30-minute interval on the peak time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, we need to start gathering data to identify whether or not we can offer a solution, a solar solution with energy monitoring and management that can be offer a savings to a customer. So I don't know if you want me to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. Heads up, everybody, listen closely.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, and this is the first time that we've ever talked about this. Mm-hmm. We've advertised this, so for a special offer for just the Rosie listeners today, or any Rosie listener, you know, going forward until we get enough people that would like to do it, we're going to offer a free installation of an energy monitoring and management system on your home. And you just have to agree to give us a few things. One, you have to be an SRP client. You have to be contemplating going solar, you know. So please be you know, if you're thinking about it or have thought about it but don't have solar, you're one of the candidates we'd like to talk to. And we need information on your utility bill. We'd like to get access to your SRP account online. You can grant us that. And then after it's all done, you can change your password if you don't want to keep that open. But simply put that, and then there's some other criteria, solar specific, that we could address once we have people that are interested. And then we'll give you what you get out of this at the end of a 2 months. We need 2 months worth of your bill cycle with the system installed. You're going to get a free electricity bill analysis. You're also going to get an evaluation of whether or not you can save any money under the new rate plan with SRP and solar. And if you decide after that to go solar, we'll leave the energy management system on your home for free. And if you don't go solar or it doesn't make sense, we'll come take the system off your home. No harm, no foul. But know that you've helped the industry gain some insight into what it's going to take to work through this rate plan that they have put in place.
At no cost to them.
Absolutely.
You're going to help the industry. Yeah. You're going to get a complete diagnostic evaluation of whether solar works at your house, all for free. You need to commit to a two-month program.
Yep.
You must be an SRP customer. You must be a Rosie on the House listener. And if you wanted to participate in this plan, they would?
They would need to go to our website, harmansolar.com. You scroll down on the right-hand side, just underneath the picture of my wife and I, there's a button for get a free quote. Fill that out, and there's a drop-down that says Rosie SRP pilot program, I believe.
Okay. Now, if your neighbor you know is an SRP client, interested in all this but not a Rosie listener, they still have 40 minutes left today to become a listener. So be a good neighbor and go knock on their door. Tell them to tune in to 92.3 FM, and let's go. Now, one quick point I need to address. In our article in the Arizona Republic, the grandfather for SRP customers was 10 years, but that was a typo. That's actually 20 years, correct?
Yeah, they did keep it at the 20 years like APS had.
Sorry. That one made it through the editor crack, our fault.